week is a continuation from what we began to talk about last week, which is the last week we spoke about Be'ito Nachishana. So Be'ito Nachishana is connected to Zochu and Loi Zochu. Mashiach come because Yidden are Zeicha, or Mashiach come even when Yidden are not Zeicha, because it's already the time that Hashem established in advance. So Mashiach comes even Loi Zochu. So when you look into the sources, there's a few different differences between Zochu and Loi Zochu that many people don't even realize, many people are unaware of. It's two completely different types of arrivals of Mashiach. Zochu and Loi Zochu are not the same at all. I had the sikha here last week, I didn't bring the copy this week, but the Rebbe says that if you look in the Rambam, the way he describes Mashiach, it's purely natural. Not only that, the Rambam clearly writes, "Lo yishum, there will be no shinim in Hagish Alaylam, everything will be purely natural." Not only that, one of the famous things regarding the Rambam is, one of the big tainus that there was in the Rambam is, he dedicated two parakim for Mashiach, and he doesn't mention one word about Tchiyas HaMeisim. So there were those people that said, that Mekan Raya, that the Rambam is not a maimon. Doesn't believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim. How could it be? He writes two prakam on Bias Mashiach and doesn't mention one word about Tchiyas HaMeisim. But with those, the Rishayim, big Rishayim that went, if the Rambamists thought that the Rambam wasn't a Maimon, they didn't know who he was, and there was a burnt Rambam and so on. So what's the Teretz? Why doesn't the Rambam write a word about Tchiyas HaMeisim? So the Rebbe basically says the Rambam only deals with the chelek of Bias Mashiach that's going to happen, and with natural chain of events, Mashiach is going to come, and he'll build a Beis HaMikdash, he'll be Mekabes Nidchei Yisrael, all those things that there will not be a Shinim in Hagi Shel Olam. The fact that there's going to be tremendous miracles and all kinds of things that are going to be Hepech HaTeva, Rambam agrees that that's the case. In Drashim, it's clear, it's in Gemara, it's in so many places. Vasad Lavi, the trees will be growing biscuits and whatever, like what we tell the children, the Mashiach comes, chocolate and candies will be growing on the trees. Rambam agrees to all of that. But in the Sefer Halachas, where the Rambam is writing about Mashiach as it relates to Halacha, there the Rambam doesn't include anything that's Hepech Min Hagi Shel Olam. That's not Negeila Halacha. And another point, another very important point that Rebbe says, and this is the connection to Zochu and Loi Zochu, the Rambam is telling you how it's going to be if Mashiach comes in a matzav of Loi Zochu. Zochu? Then it'll be totally different. This, the whole description in the Rambam about the coming of Mashiach is all the natural way Mashiach will come. That's if Loi Zochu. If Zochu, Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be Nisim right from the beginning. Shinim in Hagi Shel Olam will be right from the beginning. B'chayda. What? What kind of Tchiyas HaMeisim? So here's the thing. With Tchiyas HaMeisim, wait, with Tchiyas HaMeisim, before you get to Tchiyas HaMeisim, there's something before that. The Rebbe is, Bechlal, we know that, we learned about this once before, that when you get to the Tkufa of Mashiach, there are three Tkufas. There's the Tkufa of when Mashiach comes, it's called Yemois HaMashiach. Then there's the Tkufa of Tchiyas HaMeisim, which is going to be a time period later. I'm not sure how long later. 40 years, 100 years, there's different shiurim exactly when it's going to be. Tchiyas HaMeisim is the second period. Then there's a third period, which is Elef HaShvi. Seventh millennium is already a schar, it's a different thing. Those in general are the three periods that it says when you get to Mashiach. The Rebbe's Mechadish, that according to the Rambam, Yemois HaMashiach itself is divided into two Tkufas. The first tkufa, I'm not sure how long the first tkufa is going to last. I don't think there's a specific amount of time. But there's going to be a certain tkufa that will be without any shinui in teva. Then, within the first tkufa of Yemois HaMashiach itself, there will be nisim. When is that going to change? When are the nisim going to start happening? So the Rebbe says, you know what it's talian? It's talian zochu and loi zochu. When Yidden are in a massive of Loi Zochu and Mashiach comes, so then, yeah, Mashiach is going to come, but there'll be no Nisim, because Yidden are in a massive of Loi Zochu. Then, after Mashiach will come, and you'll have the Beis HaMikdash, and they'll bring Karbonis, and Yidden will do mitzvahs for a certain period of time, that itself will be Geirim, that the Yidden will be in a massive of Zochu. Umemela, Nisim will start happening. All the Nisim that are described in Chazal will start taking place in that second kufa in Yemois HaMashiach, even before you get to the kufa of Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's what the Rebbe is machadish. Now, if Mashiach is going to come l'chatchila in a matzav of Zachul, then right from the beginning, right from the very beginning, Mashiach is going to come with miracles. That's the famous thing the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that if it's loy Zachul, Mashiach is going to come like an oni reichav al hachamayr, riding on a donkey. Natural. No nissen. If Mashiach is going to come in a matzav of Zachul, then Arum Anani Shmaya, Mashiach is going to come on a cloud, which is Lamaila Me'ateva. So what does that show you? That right in the beginning of the Tkufu, when Mashiach will come, if it will be a Matzav of Zachu, things are going to happen right from the beginning in a Matzav of Nes, in a Oifen of Nes. That's been negated to how Mashiach himself is going to arrive. That's one thing it's negated to. Then in the Sikha, the Rebbe says another thing, it's also negated to who's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. In many places it's Mashma, Mashiach is going to build it, Yidden are going to build it. In other places it clearly says that the Eivish is going to build it. It's going to come down Yizgalam and Hashamayim. The Rebbe says it's told you in this as well. If it's loy zochu, then we're going to have to build it ourselves. If it's zochu, it's going to come in Hashemayim. Then the Rebbe says another interesting thing. I never saw this before. I just found this today in a one-liner in a letter, in a ha'ara in a letter. The Rebbe writes that if you look in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, where it describes the Tzura Sabayis lo'asad lovev, with the Rebbe, one of the Hiros, when he gets to the 3 weeks to learn the Tzura Sabayis, if you look there, it doesn't write details exactly how it's going to be. It gives the general outline, but it doesn't write it down to the detail. So the Rebbe explains, why Taka doesn't write it to the detail? Pasuk in the Gabi, the first Beis HaMikdash, describes exactly the first Beis HaMikdash, all the measurements, how it was. When it comes to the third Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't describe it to all the details. So the Pashas, the answer is, the Pasuk was Makatzer. It didn't go through all the details. We'll see when we'll have to build it, we'll find out what the details are. That's the Pashta Teres. But alright, but the Rebbe in this Ha'ara in a letter says that it's not only that, but Itaka doesn't say the details because it's the details of how the Beis HaMikdash will be built La'asad Lavoi is totally in whether it's Zachu or Loi Zachu. It's not going to be the same Beis HaMikdash. If it will be Loi Zachu, it will be one kind of structure. If it will be Zachu, it will be a more extravagant structure, whatever. The measurements of the Shiurim of the Beis HaMikdash will be different. It's not going to be the same thing. An interesting thing, so it's Pasha the Zachu and Loi Zachu, is also, it's totally in that, what the Beis HaMikdash itself is going to look like. So what do we have so far? Will there be, what did you mention? Ani Reichav Al HaChamayr, or Arum Anani Shemaya? Who will build the Beis HaMikdash? Will it come in Hashemayim? Will it come Lamata? How the Beis HaMikdash itself will look? And then there's a third thing, which is what I made a copy of over here, and this is from the Kresi of Plesi, which is Rabbi Yonis Naibishitz, and he says another difference between Zocho and Loi Zocho. Take a look in the second column where it says Venira. As I state, yeah. No Nisim at all. Everything came in Hogi Shalaylam. Yeah, Mashiach will somehow, with his tremendous kayach, influence all Goyim to allow Yidden to build a Beis HaMikdash and No, Chas V'Shalom. It'll be Mashiach will come and he will
The
Rambam himself writes. Yeah, the Rambam's talking about Loi Zachu. That's what I mentioned before, yeah. Okay, another distinction between Zachon and Leizach is here in the Rabbianis and Ibishitz. Vashteita, Venire. Got it? Venire, how the Kasav Rambam say, Fulchis Malachim, the Rambam there writes regarding Eliyahu Novi. Ein adova muchlit sheyovi Eliyahu kaidim Mashiach. It's not 100% that Eliyahu will be coming before Mashiach. Okay? So it's a Safik Machlah. Mashiach had come without Eliyahu before. The Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come first. The Gemara native in. And there's also a Pasuk. So the Pasuk also says Eliyahu is going to come before. So how could the Rambam say that it's not Mukhlet? The answer is Aval. When the Gemara says that Eliyahu will come before, this is Sistam. It's not true. The Rambam says we're unsure about this. Aval, he answers, Yidua Mashomru Chazal, Beito Achishena, that if Mashiach comes in the time that Hashem established, that there's either Beito that is, or Achishena. Loi Zachu Beito, and Zachu Achishena. Svire Leilo Rambam. So the Rambam's opinion is Vadai Seder Etnai Bias Mashiachu. Definitely the regular order and the regular condition of what has to happen before Mashiach comes is Shaliyo Yovel Levaser Biyosek. First, Leo and Avi will come to tell us that Mashiach is coming. He'll come a day before. Rakhani Mili, when is that the case? In Nasa Beito, if Mashiach comes in the established time. Avlam Zochu, Shiyamai, V'yochish Geula, but if Mashiach comes earlier than the established time, so then, Medalag Alohonim, Mekapitzalik voice, he's jumping and skipping over the time, L'shanes HaSeder, and even the order is also going to be changed, and Mashiach is going to come without Eliyahu HaNavi coming and notifying us in advance. Va'avesh HaKutshu B'richo Kizochi Yisrael Mishaneh HaShura. The love that Hashem has to Eden will change the regular order, even which is established in the Pasuk, that Eliyahu HaNavi has to come first. V'hein hein divrei Rambam. So this is what the Rambam means when he says, Kivadai roi sheliyahu yaveh kaivim levasa. Yeah, the Pasuk says that Eliyahu will come and let us know the good news that Mashiach is coming. Aval ein muchlet. It's not definite. Ki ula yiracham Hashem lahaareis al Yisrael ruach kotshei. The Eibishter will reveal his Holy Spirit la'avdei b'chol evav for the Yidden that's serving him with all of their heart. Va'oz yochish ha'pidus va'agule l'mayr b'yiz ben David mebli b'suras Eliyahu zal. Then Mashiach is going to come without Eliyahu Hanavi. This is the Rabbi Yonatan Eibishter. Crazy place here. In the end of yeah, where are you reading? I don't see. Oh no, I don't know what this is. Someone wrote a pidush on it. Yeah. Okay.
Look into it, whatever.
Right, because we don't know how it's going to be. So he's asking a question. Some people bring it out from there. You're not supposed to be ma'ayim bachlal. Yeah. It's only going to get to you one of you. Correct. And he's masbe here. The Gemara Beferish says, the Pasuk says, Leo will come first. But the Rambam is talking about the fact that Seken Zayin HaMatzav of Zachu. Okay?
Where is the thing complicated? Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben
Yosef. Oh, that's a whole different subject. We'll do it one day. One week, Mitzvah. We'll get there. I actually started looking into it today. Okay. So, I saw in a Sefer an interesting thing that according to this crazy place, he himself says it later. I looked at it continues. I'm not sure if he himself says it later or someone else writes it according to him, but there's the harachmons that we say by a bris towards the end of benching. So there's a set of whatever here, the five, six harachmons. So the last two are about Mashiach. What does it say? First it says, harachmon hu yishlach lonu mashiachai hoylech tomim. Maybe you should send us Mashiach. Continues, whatever. Then the next harachmon hu yishlach lonu kayin sedek, ashalukach leilam. If you first tell Eliyahu HaNavi, which was a Kayan. So why does the Harachmon of Eliyahu come after the Harachmon of Mashiach? To say that it's first comes Eliyahu HaNavi, then comes Mashiach. And Lamai, the answer is, according to what he's saying, when you daven, when you ask Harachmon, what are we asking for? That Mashiach should come in a Matzav of Loi Zochu? No. When you daven, you're asking that Mashiach should come in a Matzav of Zochu. So first you say Harachmon, that Mashiach should come on Eliyahu HaNavi. Then, that's invention. Yeah, but over here by a bris, where there's a biggest chus because of the bris, so you ask first that Mashiach should come without the Eliyahu HaNavi, and then afterwards, if you ask b'naisaf lezeh, that if it's not zochu, it's lozayin loy zochu, at least loy zochu. Okay, one more thing that is there's a discussion regarding Eliyahu HaNavi, is a famous Gemara that, who was it, Rabbi Shulban Levi, that met Eliyahu HaNavi and asked him, Amos Osi Malka Mashiachah. When is Mashiach coming? And he told him, Hayoim. And then Mashiach didn't come. So he asked him, where is Mashiach? So he answered him, Hayoim in Bekoilet Shmo. So the Mefarshim discuss, even after Mashiach explained him, Hayoim in Bekoilet Shmo, but it still doesn't answer the question. What happened to Eliyahu HaNavi? Mashiach can't come Hayoim. They say there is Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and he's going to be Mevasa the Gula that Mashiach is coming the next day. Can't be Hayoim. So many Mefarshim Taka say that the Gemara, when it says Hayoim, it's Shalai Kipshute. It doesn't mean Hayoim Mamish. It means Hayoim Eliyahu is going to come. But the Gemara says that Mashiach is coming Hayoim. So it's happening now, today. So the answer is, according to the Kreisi Plesi, Hayoim means that if Yizreich Zochu, Mashiach is going to come today without Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay, the Rebbe many, so many, how many times did the Rebbe say that Fabrengas? That Nochaint, Kamamakrev Zain Korbonis of the Beis HaMikdosh, how many times did the Rebbe say that by Fabrengas? Which means you don't have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to come in advance. That's what it says, yeah, the pasuk there. I forgot, the Hamshah, the pasuk that he brings here from Yeshaya, yeah. Okay. What else?
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. The what? The what? That Mashiach will come. That's why we say it then. No, I believe the simple reason why we say Volatzim, not by, why we don't say it by Musaf, is because it's Tirche de Tzibura. Because it's a longer davening, people are waiting to go home, so we skip a Volatzim, it should be quicker to go home. That just shows you how much you have to give covet for a Tzibura. Even the few minutes it says to say Volatzim, we take it out. But that's, I believe, the simple reason. Okay, another interesting thing.
Like a basis or something that you want to base in a rubble?
And?
Even though. So we don't know, the other one came. We don't know about it.
We didn't hear about it, but he has to come.
Like, I think on Arabic or something, like, so I think by.
No, Kenzan? How does that? How does that answer the Rambam? The Rambam says that it's not mukhlit if he's bechlal is going to come before.
No. Just talking about Eliyahu coming.
Ah, okay.
That
not every, it's not going to be mevaseh the entire klal Yisrael that we'll all know about it. Below WhatsApp, so I'm saying he's not going to be mevaseh everybody. Lule WhatsApps, huh? That it's time for him to come. Okay, another interesting sicha that I found today. Chayisara Tovshim Memzayin. The Rebbe kachzach very strongly in the seder of the Rambam. I have the Rambam in front of me. But the Rambam, you know what the Sfarim are here? Rambam Shaiftim. Shkayach. So we'll read it inside. The Lashon of the Rambam. The Rebbe kachzach very strongly in this, what you mentioned before, Zionism, that the Lashon of the Rambam, you see clearly what the Seder is going to be when Mashiach comes. That there's a Seder. You can't consider the Medina as halta the Gola because it doesn't fit with the Seder of the Rambam. The Rambam writes clearly that there's going to be a Yamad Melech and Beis David, Haigi Beteira, and so on. And then Yachov Ko Yisrael, Leilich Bol, Chazik Bitko, Yilchum Lachamas Hashem. And then the Rambam writes, also Vitzich, Bonam Mikdash Bim Kaimai. First he's going to build a Beis HaMikdash, and then the Kibbutz Nitche Yisrael. Not the other way around. Not that first there's going to be Kibbutz Nitche Yisrael, and then afterwards Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so to claim to say that all the Yidden coming to Eretz Yisrael is Ascholas Agulas, that's the Seder, how the Rambam says. First, Bona Migdash Bim Kaimai, and then Kibbutz Nitche Yisrael. Rebbe Kachzach in this many, many times, and with a very big take give, and the Rebbe said, Mamish, those that say Fakar, Samim Chayshach Lo'er.
Yaakov Kudim
Nibis. What?
Yaakov
Kudim. Oh, one second. No, not for Yaakov Kudim, because it was separate. So, in Tavshin and Beis, the Rebbe says, Hatzach Shein Ongehoben Kibbutz Nitche Yisrael. Hatzach Shein Ongehoben. Okay. Chayre the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built yet, so there's a Ha'ara in Chai Yisara, Sikh of Chai Yisara, Tavshin Mem Zayin, where the Rebbe says that there's a Medrash. There's a Medrash that clearly says that Kibbutz Nitche Yisrael will be before being Beis HaMikdash. No, so what do you do with the Rambam? The Rambam says Fakert. So the Pashtus, the answer is, the Rambam knows that it's Medrash, but not every Medrash is La Halacha. The Rambam doesn't Paskin like this Medrash. The Rambam Paskin, that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is going to be before. What the Rebbe says, the fact that the Rambam says it, it doesn't mean he doesn't hold to the Medrash La Halacha. It could even be that La Halacha, what it says in the Medrash is true. Elamai, there's a Matzav of Zochu and a Matzav of Loi Zochu. The klal is, whatever the Rambam writes is a Matzav of Loi Zochu. So the Matzav of Loi Zochu is the state that the Rambam writes here. Matzav of Zochu can say first Kibbutz Nitche Yisrael and then Bar Mikdash Mem Kaimai.
You said the Rebbe quoted this Rambam
for
Yisrael.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rebbe also writes the Sara
that. Yeah. Yeah. But only when we get to this Prato. There's a few things over here in the Rambam. It has to be a Melech and Beis David, Haigi Beteira. When you get to the Medina, it doesn't change that. Because it doesn't follow any. You don't even have a Melech and Beis David, Haigi Beteira.
That has to come first.
The Rambam says first, Yamoid Melech and Beis David. Yamoid Melech and Beis David, Haigi Beteira. Huh?
The same way you're saying these platinum is like
you have to have a you can't just say that Mashiach could come in any strange way possible. You could have your own imagination. There's a medrash. So there's a medrash when you get to Kibbutz Nitche Yisrael. There's a befeirish medrash that says that Kibbutz Nitche Yisrael is going to happen before being Beis HaMikdash. But when you get to the rest of the Seder of the Rambam, there's another. Bepashtus, and that's kufa. Yeah, and that's kufa. Right. It was, yeah, and in the Nunalith, Nunbeis, and that's kufa. There was thousands of Yidden coming to Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbe said, Mach and the Anif and Kibbutz and Chei Yisrael. It's an Indian of Zachu. Okay, that's another thing that's the difference between Zachu and Loi Zachu. Vasnach, 1 second. See if I. Okay, there's another very interesting thing. I'm sure you know about this. If you bring me, can you bring me any Masech Tov Shas? But it has to be. No.
Just read the first few words.
They don't have. Well, if it's an art scroll, if it's the last krach, I want to have a seam at the end of the Masechta. If it has the whole Masechta, it should work. So there's a Kaddish that's printed in the end of the Masechtas that in the Velt they feel to say it. Even in Lubavitch, some people say it. Yes, now you can to say it. What? Let's see if they have here the Kaddish. Oh, here's the Kaddish, no? So what does it say? Skadish Kaddish Meir Abba. Ba'alme dihu osid lezchadata. Which means l'osid l'avoy. And what does it say the next thing? Olachio meisayo. And there'll be Tchias HaMeisen. Okay, and then after that it says, Ulamiv Nekartid Yerushalayim, that'll rebuild Yerushalayim, Ulashachal Lehechle Begavei, build a Hechle of the Beis HaMikdash in it, Ulamekha Puchana Nechrom Menara, get rid of all of the Zar in the land, and as they invite them right there. In fact, the Shaila, Tchias HaMeisim is the very first thing that takes place. Lachyo Messiah, how could it be? Ulasaka Yisrael Lachai Yoma. No, so there's a few tirutzim that I give out of this. Two tirutzim. One tirutz I saw, it says, and the Rebbe says in a few places, that even if it's true that the tkufa of Chiyas HaMeisim is going to be later, but Yechidim's gula will get off of Chiyas HaMeisim right away. Yeah, Chelik Beis, Bavos Tasecha. So, the Nusach HaKadosh is referring to those Yechidim's gula. That's one tirutz. But, I don't have the Rambam here, but the Rambam also writes this Kaddish. And Sefer Ayad, the Rambam writes this Kaddish, and the Lashon of the Rambam, it's mashma, that is, he's referring to Tchias HaMeisim Bechlal, not only Tchias HaMeisim of Yechidim. So, what? Yeah. So, the what?
The Rambam's Nusach.
He brings it in Sefer Ayad. Yeah, the Rambam brings this. The Rambam in the Nusach HaTfilah, when he brings this Kaddish. Yeah, so it's, yeah. So Rabbi Galitzki Shlita in his sefer, Rabbi Galitzki in his sefer Yemaisa Mashiach Ba'alacha wants to say that maybe it's also telling Zachu and Lai Zachu. That if it's going to be Zachu, maybe this whole idea that Chiyas HaMeisim will be a later tkufa, maybe that's only because of Lai Zachu. But if it's going to be Zachu, maybe Mashiach is going to be first. Or, Tchias HaMeisim is going to be in the beginning together, just like the Rebbe says that you'll have a Beis HaMikdash that will come down in Hashemayim, and many, there'll be many Nisim that will happen right in the beginning, so maybe Tchias HaMeisim also. But he later goes, I'm not going to go through the whole Arichas there, he says it's not so posh to say such a big Kiddush. I mean, Tchias HaMeisim bePashtus is something that happens in a later Tkufa. To say that when Tchias HaMeisim is going to happen is Toloi in Zachu and Loi Zachu, there could be other Sibis. Why Tchias HaMeisim is going to be delayed later, not only because of Lei Zachu, it could be other Sibbos for it. It's a later Shlav, whether Zachu or Lei Zachu. So it's a big Chiddush to say that this Indian is totally in Zachu or Lei Zachu. Kapanam, this is another Indian that's negated to this discussion here, the Nusach HaKadosh, when negated Tchias HaMeisim in the beginning of the Tkufa. Okay, one more Vart, finish off with this, which is the Rebbe's Pshat in Zachu and Lei Zachu, and we'll put the Sichas Chelik Aleph, and then afterwards in Chelik Lamed Aleph, and Parsha Shmois. The Rebbe has a different pshat al pichsidus in the pshat of zochu and loy zochu. The pashta zochu means yidna zeiche, yidna tshuva zochu, yidna zeiche. Loy zochu is loy zochu. The Rebbe has a different pshat because the Gemara says that zochu, that Mashiach is going to come al anani shnaya, and if it's going to be loy zochu, it's going to be ani reichav al achamayr. And the Rebbe teaches what's the idea of ani reichav al achamayr, the donkey. What's for a donkey? Ratzmendar. The chamayr refers the chumrius of olam hazeh. And the taich of Ani v'reichav ala chamayr is that when Mashiach comes, he'll be reichav ala chamayr. Just like when a person rides on a donkey, he's using the donkey for his own sake. So the donkey is not running loose and doing its own thing, but it's being used by the person riding it. The idea of Ani v'reichav ala chamayr is that when Mashiach comes, the chumrius of Olam Hazeh will be all controlled and be elevated and mezuchich through Mashiach. And that's the idea of Ani v'reichav ala chamayr.
Why is it loy zachu? So why do we say that loy zachu was ani v'recha v'alachamayir? If we're saying that we're going to be maila, that the idea of ani v'recha v'alachamayir is that we're going to be maila all the chumriyas, that it'll all be mezuchach. And for the Rebbe, because it's a different shot in zachu and loy zachu. Sai zachu and sai loy zachu means zachu. The way we touch zachu, that we merit it, both zachu and loy zachu means zachu. But you can be zeichet to Mashiach through two different types of avedas. Either you can be zeichet for Mashiach through yidden doing tshuva, ruchnizig aveda, davening, learning tshuva, but separating from Olam Hazeh, not interacting and being involved in elevating the gashmizig elements of Olam Hazeh. Teira, tefillah, tzedakah, all ruchnizig aveda. That's loy zachu. It's an aveda of loy zachu because yidden are not interacting and elevating the chumrius of Olam Hazeh. Loy zachu means that Eden are going to deal with that element of Elam Hazeh which is not mezuchach, which is not refined, the grubkeit of Elam Hazeh, and even there be megala elikus, and elevate that. So if Eden are going to be zeichet to Mashiach and oifen of zachu, which means that they're not going to interact with Elam Hazeh, with the chumriyus, it's just going to be through Taira, Tshuva, and Tzedakah and so on, so then Mashiach is going to also midah keneged midah be revealed on Anani Shemai, it'll be giluyim u'mayla. But we won't see how the chumriyus of Elam Hazeh is elevated. But loy zachu doesn't mean that they're not zeichel. Loy zachu means an aveda that Yidden will elevate even the element of Elam Hazeh, which is loy zachu. Then Mashiach is going to come and open the ani v'recha v'alachamayah. And now I have pshat, completely new pshat in zachu and loy zachu. Okay, so even loy zachu is bam zachu. As I touched the Rebbe. Fine. Huh? Way past the time. Like the nusach we say in Rosh Hashanah, Melech Yisrael v'goyalai. Yeah, aksiv aksim yatev aliyid, nishana tev, mesuk ha-gud gebenchtiyaf.